Boys, eh? You make yourself comfortable, eh? Mamma, butta fuori questi stronzetti, eh? She's gonna cook you something.
What do you want?
Glass of water.
Four waters. Is that all?
Yes. No. I want the Villa Scalapini. I want a fettuccine Alfredo. A bottle of fettuccine in 1981.
The only thing we serve is tongue. No. You boys like tongue?
Hold it now.
Looking good.
Looking good.
Rolling.
We have a guest today. We have another guest. Scott's back.
Hey guys, LGR listeners.
He just got a job at the montage.
Yeah,
he's a greeter.
grief counselor Scott.
Yeah, that's what he looks like. Should I tell him about my illness? Why I didn't go to work today?
Oh yeah, what happened, dude?
Because I got up. I had no. Oh, I went to go see Life of Pi last night.
Oh yeah, how was that?
Was it good?
It was fucking. I really liked it.
I'm really kind of interested in it.
I read the book, and like I talked to Bokes about it because he's the only other person I knew who like saw it. You know.
Yeah.
And he kind of had the same thing, but I wouldn't want to say it because I'm like, but the ending, I didn't hate it. It's just different than what you would originally expect.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It looked fantastic.
And I heard it's all about like the Lord. No, I sound weird. I sound okay?
There's a weird like 20 minute thing in the beginning that kind of has that. It's a lot of overtones, but unless you really look for it, you're not going to, it's just a fun movie to watch.
Yeah.
You know?
Looks like a show about a boat and a tiger.
That's what I thought too.
No, it's more. Is it gonna? But it's cool. Like it is about a.
Why didn't they just name it "The Boy and the Tiger" on the boat?
I guess so. So I had a whole. I didn't have a ton of beer, but I had a lot of vodka yesterday, which I'm trying not to do.
Oh, I see.
But I also had like two, maybe two and a half big ass monsters.
Oh, BAMs.
Yeah.
You want to know why you're having
heart palpitations? I rock a BAM every now and again.
You want to know why you're having heart palpitations today?
Okay, so anyway, so I'm thinking that's what it is. So I'm like, I'm just going to lay low. I don't want to go to urgent care for something so stupid. I probably should have walked down to Rite Aid and just got my blood pressure checked. But my blood pressure is always...
That's so ghetto.
Like normal.
Yo, I need my motherfucking blood pressure checked.
It is, but do you want to spend $50 at the urgent care or just do it for free? That's
yeah,
all.
If there's a hot nurse.
But would you say it could have been blood...
Sugar.
Blood sugars, yeah. But
you
I'm not.
You drank a lot. You probably your didn't eat that much. Your blood sugar might have been low or high.
Your BS was L.
Your bull. Your
acronym guy today.
After two BAMs.
The bull ish is up, motherfucker.
So, acronym guy.
You went to the doctor. He's like, how many BAMs you had lately?
BAM!
How many HDs and JKs and
wait, what?
Don't go there.
MLCs?
Yeah, I was going to bring snacks tonight, but they're all out of Mario Lopez cock.
Mutton, lettuce, tomato?
No, Mario Lopez.
When the mutton is nice and lean.
That's
so perky.
Was all I love out that. Of Mario Lopez cock.
Anyways, oh, yeah. So that, the whole day, I'm like such a hypochondriac about it. Like I'm checking my pulse from it, and I'm like, so Cheese comes, I'm like, can you come over on your break? And I have her test my pulse. She's like, Brandon, your pulse is fine.
I just checked your pulse too for the record, LGR listeners.
It's totally, like, she's like, it's fine. And I'm like, oh, this is weird. It doesn't hurt or anything. It's just a weird feeling. And it almost feels like my heart's beating faster. Like, so I get in the car with Keith and I start to tell him. He's like, dude, the same thing happened to me on Monday. I'm like, what? And he said he looked up all the symptoms and it was only one thing. And it was like your aorta was like throbbing and it would explode. You need to get to the hospital in an hour. I'm like, don't tell me this. Right?
Exploding aorta.
Yeah. Like,
if, you know, call that, if two people call I know have an exploding aorta within 2 days, I'd...
you got the EAs.
Oh, so crap.
You know what the first sign of that is? The gags.
I had them this morning. No, but so I get up and I was totally fine. I was totally fine this morning. And then all of a sudden I just started feeling it. And then because I was trying to take a nap before work and I couldn't because I was like short of breath because it felt like just pressure, but it wasn't pain. It hurts her.
Aortic aneurysm.
Like, don't even tell me, because I'm going to look it up on it. I don't want to see it.
Oh, it'll sound like me.
But you said only 60-year-old people get it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, like you, actually, when you said it could have been indigestion.
His innards are 60.
It might have been indigestion, easy. Too, because you drank a lot and you ate a breakfast burrito. I mean.
I had half a breakfast burrito.
How many times do you feel like, just
you're like
unsettled?
Keith Richards' liver with a beard.
I'm just saying, sometimes I feel unsettled, too, and I feel like I got something going on that's really wrong after I ate a really bad breakfast after a night of binge
drinking. It wasn't like a greasy breakfast burrito. It was egg whites.
Well, egg whites.
It wasn't a GBB.
Oh my God, are you going to do this all day?
You're going to do it all day.
So, you may be right, though. Can then, you know what I had after that was Domino's. So.
Yeah, well, you did a lot to help yourself. Don't have a beer.
You're venturing
but
into fucking troll territory.
Don't have a beer.
With your health. It's getting bad.
Which is one-fifth of the calories and shit that's in a soda, but have a pizza from Domino's.
Sorry.
Get some down, yeah. I haven't been on LGR in a minute.
I know. The last one was the when Luke was trying to tell a story about the girl's bikini falling off.
Montage.
And he kept saying montage.
Oh, yeah.
That is a nice place.
God, that was in August. That was when me and Stryker went to the beach.
I'm trying to get on there.
It is kind of fun hanging out with Stryker. You got to fucking come one of these times. You're killing me not going. I'm telling you. It's a blast.
But it's Stryker. He's a...
I just told you. He's fun to go out with because he's just such an idiot.
I'm feeling better anyways, but like... I've said this now 3 episodes in a row. I got to cut out hard liquor. That's what I'm doing. I'm cutting out hard liquor.
I'm liquor, Randy.
I got to
cut out. And stop eating a fucking pizza a day.
I don't. I get it once a week.
You're a fairly healthy eater, though. You're very healthy eater.
I don't eat. I mean, if I get it twice a week, I don't eat anything else that's bad for me throughout the week.
Are you sure about that?
Name something.
I don't know. I'm not fucking home that much.
Number one, there's nothing in the house for me to eat. Number two, if it is, it's oatmeal. I'll have oatmeal or like a tuna wrap.
And then tuna wraps are good.
When I go to work, I'll get soup or salad.
That's all right.
I barely eat 3 meals a day. So once in a while, I'll get the pizza.
Super salad. It's got an extra power. It's a salad that can fly around. It's super salad.
You mean SOS?
The bowl comes with a little cape on it. And Magneto throws it in Wolverine's face when he tries to stab him.
I was listening to LGR episode 57 and trying to make it through the rest of the episodes today, which is really impossible. And
episode
57, I was.
Did you listen to your phone?
I listened to what it was at work. Oh. And
how cool is that? Now you can run your phone, bro.
Yeah, it's great. Scott got an iPhone. The podcast app, and I'm up there. I got the Dear Mr. Fantasy and
Luke Hayes' podcast app.
And I actually haven't listened to anything from the phone, but I've got them both there.
Yeah,
but I was getting to the point. I was crying in front of several coworkers today, laughing so hard because. In the episode, he's talking about the people who dressed up as Batman. Sorry to reiterate. I'm the king reiterator.
It's on the air
archivist.
Now.
He called Batman a fag in the episode, and I was crying. I was laughing. So I dropped like a pen.
The Stanley or called
really
Batman
frustrated
a fag.
People
don't read Batman, you said.
People
remember.
Were probably really concerned
because it was fucking DC Comics?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Batman's a fag or some shit. I was like, I don't know.
That's the same one where like, we're like, we shouldn't... Keith, if it's not Keith the Teeth, what is it? I think Luke said, like, brother fucker.
Oh, yeah, he's not going to call nickname? You Keith Dick in your ass. I was like, oh, God.
That was a funny episode. But, so I'm going to try to lay off the monsters, too. You know, Keith has a monster book bag, but you got it for free, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
No more bands.
Not really for free, Keith.
Well, yeah, it only cost me 60 cans and an aortic aneurysm.
But,
that's $145 plus urgent care.
Remember that kid Daniel? What do we call him? The mate, first mate.
What happened to that dude?
He like is too old to bowl in the league anymore. But like he'd always wear like monster clothing,
uh-huh.
Or like
that shitty hat, like that sort of winter hat. But was real thin.
Why are energy drinks like popular? Like when we were growing up,
because they're free. It's probably free swag.
Like we didn't have like Dr. Pepper T-shirts.
No. It's probably because his parents, somebody either works for, they give that shit away.
No,
a lot.
No, kids all wear that monster shit.
I've never seen it for sale anywhere. I've never seen monster for sale.
How many times are we going to say this? We're leaning towards Idiocracy. Brando, like monster, all that shit's, that's the wave of the future.
That's true. You haven't seen that yet, have you?
Way of the future.
Yeah.
Huh? No, I have not.
Yeah, you should put that in the queue. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
Yo, queue, don't let me go.
But, all right, just listeners, so you know, I'm feeling a little bit better today.
That's good.
And then I did it earlier. I wouldn't have done
his
the
dad,
show.
His dad, Tony, I want to let you know. He's really glad you feel better.
Call me, call me.
Oh, that episode, the 57, was a heavy, heavy Doug Leon. Doug Leon was
no matter
like,
what happened, it was, well, you know, Tony's kind of down right now. And, if you could just
give a new bit.
go out there and help him.
It's bad when you wake up the next day and you feel bad about a guy you're bagging on that you haven't seen in 4 years.
I listened to the last one and we bagged on Big Gus Baby Baby. I don't even know Big Gus Baby Baby. Really,
I haven't heard it yet.
But we fucking destroy this
guy. Well, his best friend's there.
If he listens to the show, like, he'll never talk to you again. Of how much, like, yeah, you call him like a little piece of shit.
I don't even know
Big Gus Baby Baby. I met him once for his birthday and he's kind of like a cocky dude or whatever, but I don't know. I just hear what Luke says.
No, he was there that fucking day when we were all watching Aflac, and he was like, yeah, I didn't really like the color of it. Remember, he was being a little fucking
It was black and
white. Everyone's like, who is this little fucking asshole? Dude, he makes a terrible impression. No one likes him. It's ever met him. I even told Mark that. He's like, yeah, I know. Nervous Mark. He's like, yeah, I know. Sometimes he doesn't rub people the wrong way. Oh my God, the fucking Killing Them Softly, the main character, he looks and sounds so much like Nervous Mark. It was fucking terrifying. I was like, oh my God, it's like him. It's so funny. It sounds like him with a little bit more of a Boston accent.
Who's Nerdist Mark?
Nervous Mark. He's the focus puller.
I said Nerdist.
The tall Jewy guy?
Oh, the guy that kept saying, tell the clown to put his pants back on.
Yeah, it really bothered me talking about last episode. He's like, oh, I saw his penis too much. I almost quit.
He was pissed
off. It was right next to me at the craft service table. I was pretty disgusted.
Slash turned on.
How was Killing Me Softly?
It was good.
Would you watch it again? Or?
Yeah, I would. I liked it.
Brad Pitt's pretty good.
The one thing everyone complained about that sunk the movie for a lot of people really was fucking annoying. But if you can not get hung up on it, it's a lot better than people said. It got an F on CinemaScore. It bombed. It was one of his worst movies. It made $7 million. They said it was his worst opening. Next to Cool World, it was his worst opening of his career. $7 million. That's all it made. Daddy said it only made $7 million.
But you liked it?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, it was good.
He's a hitman for the mob?
Yeah. But it's more like a big allegory for like big business, like, or like the economy, how the economy's taking a shit. But they fucking shoehorned it in so bad. It's distracting. And it's like, everyone was like, why is he fucking doing it so much?
Like they don't try to have like any subtleties to it?
Yes.
The one thing about Life of Pi, I'll say, there's definitely something going on that you don't know. You know what I mean? Until the end. But it's almost too subtle. That like I guarantee people leave and they're like, so what happened?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like they don't just throw it in your face, but yeah. I think they could have, like that's Boak's biggest problem. They could have one last scene that would have made more sense that they didn't do.
Yeah.
So, but I'd recommend to see it, especially in the 3D. The 3D looked awesome.
I heard, yeah.
It's like, it's almost as good as how good Hugo looked in 3D.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't want the tiger to bite me.
Hugo came out this time last year, right?
That's a clip.
Hugo was before this time last year.
Right around this time, yeah.
Hugo and
that was a really good movie.
Did you see it in 3D?
Yeah,
it was awesome.
No.
He owns it.
I think I went to the theater. Yeah.
I watched it again when you had it. That movie's awesome.
Fucking great. So goddamn good.
I want to see everybody. Not everybody, but there's a few people talking, like bagging on Jack Reacher, and I want to see it. Tom Cruise can do no wrong.
The first trailer.
He's rocking. I like Tom Cruise.
He's done too many of those movies that have been not good, like
Night and Day.
It's too much of a rehash. But wait, hang on, I'm going in a direction here. The first fucking trailer, the first trailer of it was fucking terrible.
I don't think I saw it. What was so bad about
it? It's so fucking cheesy and over the top. And it didn't help that they were playing it when I saw it. It was going back to back with that stupid. It was Alex Cross and then Jack Reacher in a row. Just like two movies about two guys.
I cannot believe
it. Aren't taking any more guff. It was like this shitty, like, it should have come out like 1977, like, kind of thing. So, but the newer one that came out is a little bit more scaled back. It sounds fucking corny. And then it prominently shows Werner Herzog as the bad guy, which really helps sell me.
The trailer I watched earlier today had Werner Herzog in it. Yeah. I had no idea.
What is the girl's name? Cool. If you're going to kill the girl. That's what it sounds like.
I don't remember. Oh, it was ArcLight. I saw it, so there's no previews.
No, this trailer, they've showed like three trailers.
Do they?
Yeah. There's no bullshit before. There's no like commercials and
ArcLight.
There's no car commercials and Coke commercials and you fucking.
I might have been rocking a piss when that was on. Yeah. It's long, but again, like I said,
it's like 1993 movies. Fucking three trailers and a movie starts.
Yeah,
it's fucking beautiful.
I'll tell you, I'd definitely see it at the theater if you're going to see it. In my opinion. But
yeah, a lot of people say it. It's very visually splendorific.
Yeah.
If I ever say that again, stick your cock right in my fucking ear. I didn't say it.
You motherfucker. I don't know. Scotty, what's going on with you? Why don't you talk about Rob Bass's six birthday parties? He said he had an interesting story about it.
That's the Brandon setup.
Oh yeah. Oh geez, no, I can't mention that. That was, can't.
Oh, all right. Is it bad?
Well, no, I'm obligated not to.
Okay.
What the fuck happened?
Oh,
no, I'm curious. Chelsea got
a little no one else-y and had a little too much to drink and jostled on the freeway and might have threw up a bit.
Oh, that's unlike her. Yeah. I didn't see her not sober for fucking 5 days in a row on Thanksgiving week.
You
guys can fucking drink. You guys are unbelievable.
Luke was there for
and
Thanksgiving.
Still be functional.
I think Luke was there for Thanksgiving 2 and 3. No, yeah. He wasn't there for 3.
I was there
Luke
for 3.
And Keith were there for 2. You were there for 3.
I was fucking out. My body shut down by Saturday. It was so much booze.
Thanksgiving really, really kills
You're
the
amazing.
Murphy household.
You guys get up at 9 in the morning and just fucking go at it again.
Well, it's not about that.
I was up at 9 in the morning, I was at it again.
Yeah, I went to
it's
work.
It's just,
and
I think, maybe it's the mindset of vacation or something that I got wrong in my head. And it just, not anything to do, nowhere to be.
Okay, but look at last time. Last time this happened was your bachelor party and you had a prolapsed anus afterwards.
I didn't have a prolapse.
You just stuck a finger in your ass.
it was collapsed.
All right, you got to tell everybody what's going on because I have a... He's a fag.
No, we've talked about that on the air, I believe.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't remember because I drank too much.
Oh, speaking of he's a fag, Gandolfini, he really doesn't do anything in the movie, but he's so great. He just sits there and talks and just fucking like, he's amazing. He just like fucking chews it up. It's just like a medium close-up of him just telling a story for like 3-4 minutes, but it never gets old. It was like the more exciting than a gun fucking fight. It was awesome.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was great. He's a good storyteller. Gandolfini, he's great.
She had his own podcast.
I know.
What would you call it?
I don't know.
The fat fuck that doesn't hang out with Luke anymore and fattens his fucking chick up?
No, not troll. Pig. James Gandolfini.
Oh.
I'm like, oh, you hung out with James Gandolfini
before?
I was like,
wow.
Yeah, I never told you guys about it.
The fat fuck, I'm like, man, you really have a problem with James Gandolfini.
Yeah.
I don't know. What celebrity do you think you'd have a problem with if you met in person? Oh, that... What was that scumbag who used to come into bowling at? Chaz Michael Murray.
Michael Murray? I don't know. I see him in Ralph's all the time, and we bowled with him.
From Lancaster.
He's not bad.
Former Redskin,
he's probably a little
bitch.
Full of himself, but...
You know who... All right. I was thinking about this today. You might have been there. Like, most of the NFL players who've ever come into Pins have been the biggest penises. Like Reggie Bush.
I saw Terrell Owens there.
Terrell Owens
dick.
Is the biggest dick I've ever met in my entire life.
I tried snapping pictures of him during that event there, and he was
what
fuck
a
him.
Scumbag, man.
They suck. Everyone knows. The professionals are fucking cocksuckers.
Well, the NFL ousted him.
I call him PA.
Except who, I mean, who we used to bowl with, too? DeAndre Jordan. He was okay. I mean, he was quiet.
No, he and Craig Smith and who are the other? Rasul
You're
Butler.
You're thinking of
McCants? Rasul no. Butler.
But those guys were out going. Hey, what is this fucking
Mr. Fantasy?
Sorry.
Where are the sports?
We had a moment where I did that because I was talking about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame on our show. And I'm like, oh, we better change
it. Well, Rock and Roll Hall of Lame. I'm just kidding. I keep talking about it. I'm breaking the boys.
All right, the game came in to Pins. I think we mentioned in the last podcast.
We did.
And, we should have called Morgan.
Then the next morning, I wanted to get my fucking my change for my laundry, and the fucking Melvins were in there. Fucking Buzz and the Melvins.
Oh, that's a group?
Yeah. That's a group. That's where you and have Nirvana. That was their favorite band, the Melvins.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, is that where you got that picture from Dan?
Yeah, it was, yeah.
How did he try to explain that to you?
He just goes, just put this on. I can't do it. Put it on Brandon's nightstand.
What are you going to do?
I shook his hand. It was
sleeves?
All clammy.
Are you going to do the sleeves?
It felt like
sleeves?
I shook his hand, and it felt like I took a chicken wing breast. That was already out overnight and put it back in the microwave and heated it up again and then shook it. That was the texture of his fucking hand. It was so fucking disturbing. It felt like it was like there was like cooking oil on it. I was like,
That's not good.
Danimal.
He's a little prick. Strength. How about when I talked to that chick Saturday and I fucked it up?
Oh, yeah, what a dummy.
I talked to this chick. I'm having so many fucking problems meeting chicks and all this bullshit and all this internet. I'm like, I'm going to start meeting chicks in real life. So I see this fucking guy. Where is this broad? I see this fucking broad on Saturday. I thought she was this chick. I talked about her once a couple episodes ago that I met her across at Dimples. That Christian waitress that I regretted not talking to after Bokes was like, oh, they're freaks. If you date them.
Yeah, I remember that.
I never went back to talk. I thought this was her. The girl looked so much like her. It was this big event and she was taking pictures. And I'm like, didn't I meet you at Dimples? And she was like, she looked a lot like her, but she was like fucking probably cuter. And she's like, no. So I talked to her for like 5 minutes. And then like I ran out of things to say and I just like kind of walked away. And she just had this look like, why? Okay, I guess
I don't know. Why did you ever walk away?
I don't know. I'm a fucking idiot.
I suck.
Why would I do that?
And I'm like, oh man, he must be the girl because they're talking. You know, and Luke walks over, and Luke walks over and goes, why did I just stop talking to her?
Yeah, I'm like, what's wrong with me? I didn't know how to go back and reinitiate it because she was walking around so much taking pictures, but she wouldn't come to the desk. So, and she was constantly with, like, little groups of those people, so I don't want to, like, budge in and be like, excuse me, madam, but can I have your hand?
And she's like, hey, didn't see you there.
Can I square you away for
And in
for
the
evening?
End, she was clearly pretty buzzed with those. They were the last ones in there, and they were fucking slamming beers. And I still didn't say shit. I suck.
Yeah, that was kind of like served up
bitch.
To you. That one was like served up. And you
I know.
Just kind of like,
yeah, I fucked it up. She was fucking cute.
Yeah, she wasn't bad at all. Mm. It was hot.
Was that at the Griffin?
No, the
there's
fucking
a
bowling alley.
Oh, well, okay. Well, fuck.
It was at the montage.
The montage.
Oh boy!
I wasn't even there for that one.
Remember, I talked about it on the last episode the Brodega, him doing a freestyle rap.
Yeah,
I walked down there on.
You should go to the Brodega.
You know, your buddy, fucking Paulie D, was in there doing a freestyle. Listen to the last episode, but by himself. I thought he was like doing it with like a buddy. He's just in the Brodega. Just
what
freestyle.
A fucking
at the
asshole.
Counter.
Yeah,
he was just rapping at the counter.
Rapping at the counter, like to some kind of beat that like it sounded like his buddy made or
Did
something.
Did he have a fucking shirt on?
Yeah, like a tight white.
How many times we walk in there and he's got no shirt on? He's like, oh, you know, bro, just keeping it tight.
No shirt? Nothing?
Just keeping it tight.
No, he has like a tank top.
Oh. No, I've gone in there
Get
with
the
you.
Fuck out of here.
Like he's a guy from Trailer Park Boys.
Oh,
you were there,
Randy.
Yeah.
Why do you act like you were there? And I'm like, did you see fucking
Oh, but he wasn't
there?
Like working like the whole time without a shirt
he
on.
He was sitting behind the counter and he got up because he heard the fucking ding dong.
He always hits
on. And he puts his shirt back on. He's like, oh, hey. Bro.
He always hits on Luke.
What's up? What are you guys getting into tonight?
So I walked down there and
he's a creep.
I'm either at the liquor store like 10 o'clock because I want to get like
a breakfast beer.
No, normally not during the work, not during the weekdays, weekends possibly.
Often.
But like I pick up like a soda or juice because I don't have anything to drink at the house.
Juice
or even to eat, so I get like a bar, like a Cliff Bar. And but I go down there, it's about noon. And I'm standing in line, like, all these Mexican guys start rolling in, right, at noon. And they each get a 12-pack of Budweiser. But they're all, like, construction guys, okay? Like, 12 guys were behind me with 12 packs of Budweiser for, like, their lunch break.
At noon.
Because they got the construction site where the Scrubs Hotel used to be.
Yeah.
I don't want no Scrubs.
They must.
They just walk over there and get with it.
No, they drove over, and then they probably go park somewhere, like, drink their beers, and then go back to work.
And sweat that shit out, I guess.
Yeah, I guess. Oh, JMBWS used to tell me when he used to do swimming pools in Vegas, like you can't do it during the day because it's so hot.
Yeah.
So like, during the day, him and his dad would like pound a case of beer, but then they'd go work and it wouldn't matter. They'd sweat it all. He wouldn't even have like a buzz.
Yeah. I've
so,
done that.
Yeah. Yeah, but you smell. You're a smelly food eater guy.
Well, it's because it's cool. It's the winter time almost and it sticks with me. And I don't have time to sweat it out.
That's okay. This might be a good moment to hold for production.
It's the Metrosexual Minute with Brandon and Tebow.
Okay. All right. Welcome to the Metrosexual Minute. Now, this one I want to actually... We're going to base this one around Luke. Luke bought this lousy shampoo yesterday.
Lousy.
It was an accident, though.
That's a dad word.
Because Luke is like a super greasy.
Yeah.
So he buys shampoo for dry scalp.
Right. Why would you?
So like the exact,
no, because I have that
it's
too.
It's like moisturizing.
It's right after I get out of the shower.
It's like suave.
It's like that. But then after the hours go by, then the fucking soap, the oil seeps.
It's like LA
in.
Looks.
And my heritage takes over.
Don't try to justify.
what,
it was $1.27 shampoo, and that's why Luke bought it.
It was LA Looks. No, I don't know. I'm just saying. Like, why don't you get one that's like.
Because they're expensive, and I looked for one that had oil, and they didn't have it anywhere. I looked all over the place.
Well, to give her the oil, that's like VO5.
Oh, they don't have
VO5 target. Like de-oily. You know, actually, you know who makes one? X.
Yes.
Really? Yeah, they make one. It's like in a blue bottle, a blue or a green bottle. And it's called like
a green type tube.
No, it says it's like oil control, like shampoo, conditioner, oil
OC?
Control.
OC.
Yeah.
Oil
Two
control.
In one.
And some of that OC.
Oh, my Lord.
I have a BAM. Wash my hair with OC.
BAM!
BAM! Dad, you're fucked.
What the hell's that from?
Trailer Park Boys.
Oh, God damn it.
Well, maybe
I'm fucking starving.
Maybe just watch a couple episodes.
There's pizza at the house if you want some.
Oh, is there?
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to some of that pizza.
Huh?
There's probably like three slices left between fucking two grown men. Bitch.
No, there's six slices left.
Oh, shit. Why didn't you eat it? Well, you eat it. I'm not going to eat your whole fucking pizza on it.
He'll have the pepperoni. You have the cheese.
I don't know.
I don't know. That's my last pepperoni. I don't know if anybody.
Who gives a shit?
Who gives a shit?
I don't mind giving. It's an $8 pizza.
We should go to that fucking Mexican joint up the street until it's all dark inside.
Yeah. I look like a fucking homeless guy.
So those are good. Shorts, hey, I don't care what you say. Those are good track.
The one
right
across from Warner Brothers there.
And I got a fucking heart palpitations.
That's all in your head, you hypochondriac. What are you? You just.
You said you were broke. After I paid my bills and everything cleared, I have $70 until the Wednesday after next. Almost Christmas.
I had I have $17 till next Thursday.
Oh man.
But here's the thing. I ordered a gift for cheese. I got the confirmation.
Oh, that's what you spent yours on Christmas fucking presents, yeah, I don't feel bad for you. Well,
half of them were yours, Dick.
Well, I told you fucking not to, and you said it was like $20 total.
I said it was. But like no, because Luke got me a gift last year and didn't give me anything, so I felt bad.
So what?
Nah, I would feel bad too.
Yeah. I mean, I haven't got Scott a gift. Probably the best gift of the year.
I should pay it back and not get you something this year.
Quesadilla?
Yeah, do it.
The quesadilla maker was...
The quesadilla maker. $10.
That was basically the gift of the decade.
I went to Macy's.
The QM.
Last year I went to Macy's to get more like Gacy's to get their gift. And I had like a $100 food processor that he had mentioned one time we were there that he wanted.
I never said that.
You did. And not from me. You said, hey, that'd be neat to have.
If I want to, if I okay. process
food. So I'm up at the counter and I see $9.99 quesadilla maker. I'm like, oh, they'd really like this way better. So I save myself $90. And how many times you use that? About
fucking
$100.
I made that last New Year.
$10 quesadilla maker!
Last New Year's, he was fucking cranking those bad boys out.
But were you there for the cook off between him and Relatively Large Mike?
Yes! Oh, I was.
Wiped the floor with the RLM.
I think we should have another quesadilla maker or another quesadilla off.
Well, maybe New Year's we have one.
Are you? You got to come back 27th, right? Yeah,
that's when you brought. Well, he brought what's her face? Keith. You brought Slob. And he brought Sandra.
Sandra was over. Keith party rocked till the break of dawn.
What's his name? Donovan brought that Middle Eastern girl. She was kind of hot.
Punya.
Oh yeah.
Punya Jari.
Yeah.
I wanted to stick my fucking peanut.
I don't know
on her
what her
Punya.
Name was. She was a yoga. Actually, afterwards, it was all a big solicitation. She was trying to get yoga clients. You didn't get a yoga card, did you?
No,
I did.
Yoga clients.
I gave her some throat yogurt.
She teaches yoga, so she
yogurt.
I missed. I didn't look at your elbow.
Everybody was getting drunk and all shitty, and she was marketing herself as a yoga instructor. And I thought it was kind of.
I didn't know that. No shit. What a fucking sneaky bitch.
Kind of sneaky. Yeah.
Goddamn Persians.
We had the conversation about how Donovan's probably like a closeted homosexual.
Well, you know,
guys, I don't. I like
because every time he has chicks and stuff around, like he never goes home or does anything with them, but he always claims he has like hot chicks.
Yeah,
and then he's like, me and you joke around, but he's like a homophobe. Like
he's very adamant about the homophobic
when he told
slurs,
us,
isn't he?
Look, when we went down Hollywood,
he like makes a point to make an overly offensive homosexual joke every day he can.
Yeah. We do it like when his outfit for Halloween was a gay homosexual.
That's his football. That's his fantasy football.
That's his fantasy
team.
Football team too.
Let me get some of that water.
Jesus Christ.
The gay homosexual.
A little preoccupied, huh?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
You want to meet Tim Curry?
You should watch what's that movie with all the blue cock in it. He has it on loop.
I can't stand that movie. If I see a copy in the store, I break it.
You sound like that's like your Stone Cold ET voice, like
heard
in a lower
one.
Fucking pitch.
Like, no,
that's like Stone Cold ET. Donovan.
No, it's not close to Stone Cold ET.
Yeah,
that's the bottom
I'm gonna
line.
Whip Vince McMahon.
And that's the bottom line.
Luke was on Stone Cold Barbara Lee. He wouldn't stop.
She's in the middle of the fucking. She's in the middle of doing that. And I was like, "This is Stone Cold Barbara Lee." I fucking screamed it. I cut her off in the middle of the sentence. With her fucking announcements that go on for 9 minutes. So, next week, make sure you bring your shoes, guys. And it's dead silent. You can hear like her voice bouncing off the walls because she's on the intercom. I'm like, would you fucking get to the point? These people are here to have fun. Now listen to you fucking jaw jack. Yeah, you fucking deep sunk eyes, motherfucker. Sorry.
Jaw jack.
I like her, though, because she never interrupts you while you're in the middle of a conversation. She doesn't just completely butt in
Neither
and just totally
Brandon.
Fucking cut you off. It's fantastic. What? Ever. Stone Cold Barbara Lee.
Oh.
Dude, you're talking about my mom. So what happened with the RLM and fucking Jess? Are they
they're back
working
together,
out?
Yeah.
Oh, for Christ's sakes. I bet you she fucked so many dudes.
I don't think so at
She's
all.
She's fucking cheating on
Well,
him.
Scott had the opinion that, like, girls want to have sex, and if they're not, then it's happening somewhere else. But I still don't.
Yes, absolutely. I've done the same thing. I've been in that situation.
I've been in that situation.
You were in that situation with Cam.
No, I wasn't fucking anybody else. But I was fucking, I was getting there, dude. I was like.
But was she?
No, no, she wasn't.
All right.
You never know. You can never say
that's
no 100%.
That's true, man.
What's that Harvey Keitel's the best line in Bugsy? He's like, Benny, who the fuck knows what's going through the mind of any woman at any time? That's what he says to her at the end.
I've ever talked about this on the air. C-Note. I've talked about C-Note. I think he's still one of our listeners, my buddy C-Note from back home.
Oh. Cool. Oh, old Corey McLennan. Yeah. I remember he used to come to Mass. He was a good boy.
I was just thinking about what a penis I was. Like, not
Father
like,
McNamara, calm down.
I wasn't like a... I wasn't a bully to him like we were friends, but I just did like this really fucked up
shit. He was like your Sherman?
I just did this really fucked up shit to him. Like he had a, Logan, my buddy Logan, he used to go to the flea market and buy pornos from that really sleazy porno guy.
Yeah.
For like $2. You just get pornos, but they were like not Playboy or Hustler. They were like some offshoot of some stupidness, right? So he got-
Like shaved?
Yeah, yeah. And we were like 14, so like whatever he had was good. And so he had- My buddy Logan bought Corey this magazine called Mocha, which is all black guys and white chicks. Luke would have loved it.
Yeah.
Mocha. Like there's one thing. It was just these two referees fucking this chick, right? And it was in the days where you couldn't show like...
Oh, yeah. It'd be like 1 inch on her pussy, but they all have like the face like they were fucking screaming. Like, what's going on there? It's not in, you fucking assholes.
Mocha. So
he had...
This should look pissed off.
He had like this exact kind of ceiling like this, where you could just pop it up and put things like in the... And he would put them in there.
A drop ceiling?
Is that what that's called?
Yeah.
All right. And so when I'd go over, but I wasn't going to stay, like I just came over to like hang out or whatever, I'd always open up the magazine and put it on his bed to the referee. You know? And I'd set his alarm for like 5 a.m.
You asshole.
And when I used to stay over there, he had like kind of a finished basement. Was it all finished?
All finished. Damn it. And beat me to it.
It was like half finished. It was like the laundry room and then the rest was sort of like a bar area. And we'd all stay out there and he'd stay in his
bed. A barrier, if you will.
Yeah. And I would always get up early. I was just like always the first one up. I never like slept in. And I would I'd go to his door and go, holy fuck, fire! I'd scream it in his room.
And people would get in, get up, and he'd be
pissed
off.
I don't know. No wonder
he yell at a crowd of theater too.
No wonder he doesn't talk to me anymore. What a scumbag! And I guess the one time his mom found he didn't talk to me for like a week because mom found I put the mocha.
You're a real piece of
I put
shit.
The mocha out. Hey, at least I didn't get some down with me.
It's a piece of shit.
I would just take it. And Markowitz, we used to fuck. Then me and Corey would fuck with Markowitz, who lived next door. And he'd come over, and he'd like, wouldn't have a shirt on. Or he'd have jeans, no shoes, and no
he's
shirt.
He's like crazy. I remember he used to do that. Door,
and Corey's mom hated Markowitz, so she's leaving. She's like, make sure Markowitz doesn't come in the house.
Markowitz.
And like Marcus shits.
And they were like next door neighbors.
Markowitz, that's a hell of a name.
And that's a good Polish name. And he's standing out there with a shirt. He goes, come on, let me in. It's cold. Corey goes, go put a fucking shirt on.
He wouldn't let him in.
He wouldn't let him in because his mom hated him.
He was a little rascal. Like, I'll tell you what, Patrick was a saint. He ain't.
waiting for that one.
Markowitz he'd always have these weird things to say to Corey. He's like, dude, Corey, man, you might want to put pants on. And he goes, what are you talking about? He goes, like last night, my sister saw you drinking milk in your boxers. Like, dude, look into his house.
And he's just chilling, drinking milk in his boxers.
Yeah. Fuck. So, yeah, I looked at her. One of her hands was like in front of her. And her
you
shoulder was
going
up and down.
She was a great, she was in Bokes' grade.
She no. grade
Tracy,
10?
Tracy Markowitz.
I don't remember.
Yeah.
Well, Pollock names all sound the same.
Yeah. No, the skis and the witches.
There were a lot of that.
You know, ski with an I is Polish, with a Y is Russian.
Oh, okay.
Maybe wow. A ski with ends in a Y.
Dostoevsky?
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
All right.
That's what separates them. What you got, Lucas?
Nothing really.
You went out there and I went to the Griffin.
Yeah,
I was
Griffin. You went to Disney.
Oh, yeah,
that's
right. When last we left you, we were preparing to leave with
to
nervous
to
Mark to go to Griffin.
Oh, okay. And so I get there, and first I didn't eat a lot, so I got a buzz quick.
We were all pretty fucked up.
We had the SoCo at the house. That was like one of those nights where like, on that show, I'm like, yeah, I'm trying not to drink hard liquor, and I hadn't the whole week. And Lucas like sets the bottle of SoCo down. I'm like, dude, can I get a pull of that?
Yeah.
It's like such like a reaction.
That's
in my
like
head.
Our first like 30 episodes. You just hear you, like, I'm always in the middle of a story, and it just, as soon as you hear like your footsteps and you walk away in the kitchen, you're like, hey, can I get some of this? Like in the background.
I was, to add on to that, I was doing the domesticated shit the other day, and I was washing dishes, and Chelsea came in, and There's a shot glass on the counter. She's like, every time we do dishes, there's like random shot glasses in here. And it dawned on her. She's like, is Brandon just coming over here and doing shots at like 3 in the afternoon?
No.
I said, well, Yeah, yeah. there's always a dirty shot glass hanging out around my sink.
That's gonna stop. So can we pull this? We get to the Griffin and whatever. It was not that busy, really. We got there kind of late, I think. We got there like 11:30.
Yeah. Griffin's nice. I like the Griffin. And so that was a lot of fun.
It's choice.
Oh, fuck that word. It wasn't bunk.
It wasn't. I was gonna say bunk.
Whoopah. And like so, then they started talking to chicks, and I was like, "This isn't my scene." So I went to Del Taco, and this isn't my scene.
Yeah, two fucking single guys talking to chicks. Oh, I better get out of here.
Vagina.
Oh fuck!
I was like,
"What's next, Bible study?"
I just wasn't feeling it, so I'm like, "I'm gonna go get something to eat because I was kind of wasted." But it was that time period at the Del Taco where the bars aren't closed yet, so it's not busy, and no one in their right mind would be eating at this time.
Yeah, you said you were better by yourself. Right,
I was basically there, and with the four workers getting ready for the big rush after the bar closes.
So you're cleaning up. Were you being Brandon and cleaning up everything beforehand? Yeah. Wiping the tables off and sweeping the floor.
And I'm like, can I get a? I'm like just dropping shit. They're just like looking out. What the hell is going on over there?
There's a Sprite, and he's like, hey, can I get a pull of this? I don't want the full cup.
Officer, there's a homeless man in here.
I know. I thought they're gonna say something. Like I thought they're gonna
that fucking jacket. Get rid of that fucking thing already.
I gotta get dry clean.
Christ sakes.
Dry clean.
It looks like I would have bought it in Gold Circle in fucking 1986.
I only had it for a year.
On the way to the fucking Madonna concert.
Yeah, you don't wear the jacket I got you at all. You hate it.
No, I do.
That means
it's tight.
No,
I got a fucking fat stomach. I'm disgusting. Steak.
Stop fucking eating pizza and drinking beer all day.
Stop eating fucking Del Taco.
I'm having heart palpitations.
Right,
$6 buys you 20 pounds of food at fucking Del Taco. You can't. Don't go there.
Yeah, I don't go to Del Taco.
Ever.
That's the only one I go to. Is that one. They have good fucking. Their fries are good. They used to have good chicken tacos, but they changed some fucking thing like everywhere else.
I'm hungry.
It's
Let's
super
get a taco.
Fucking greasy. Like it's like coated. It's like glistening. Like someone poured fucking Crisco all over it.
I never believed
you. I don't know when they started
doing
that.
I actually got that. I got the taco, and you're 100% right.
Yeah, they used to be fucking so good. Like me and the troll, we used to go out every weekend and just get hammered and go to that Del Taco. And I moved fucking home, and I came back a year later, and I was like, oh, what the fuck did they do? Like the chicken's like rubbery and chewy. It used to be fucking great. And I liked it because it looked like a big fat pussy. It looked like a pussy. Like the way they have the tortilla shell was real thick, and it was fat, and when you fold it together with the chicken side, it looked like a fucking big fat puss in my face. I loved it. Like, I honestly did. It helped make it more appetizing.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Like, what was that one's name? You said she had like Carl's Jr. pussy.
Carl's Jr. pussy.
Oh yeah, who had a big sloppy
$6 burger pussy?
Who was that?
What was her name?
Oh, that was
the biggin.
That was Alice. Yeah, the biggin.
That's such a fun word.
The biggin. That fucking bush like a bird's nest.
It's terrible.
It looked like Hall and Oates' hair.
You remember Swiss Chalet?
Thank you, Scott. I went there once ever, and it was awful.
It stunk. That's why my dad always called it rubber chicken. It was like a...
Judy, the chicken sucks.
It was a sit-down, but it's sort of like a fast food,
I can't tell if it's bubble gum or chicken.
I don't know how to describe it. It was supposed to be like a higher-end place.
It's kind of like Ponderosa.
Yeah, it sucked, though. Ponderosa was
awesome. All chicken,
Did you guys have Ponderosa in Iowa?
We had Ponderosa in the surrounding states. I didn't have one close.
That's not what you asked, fucker.
Yeah, it was like a Golden Corral type deal. We had Golden Corral.
A GC.
That was like our Ponderosa.
At the Golden Corral, can you order steak?
Yeah,
or like a meal?
You need a steak here, Daddy-O.
I don't know. Yeah, probably. I don't know. It's crazy. I don't like sneeze guard places. Sneeze guard places kind of suck.
Really? I went to that one, the hometown buffet before.
Was it good? You've texted me numerous times. You're taking a shit. And I was like, can you meet me here and pick me up? And you're like, I'm on the shitter hometown buffet.
Oh, yeah. What were you going to do that day?
I don't even.
Did I have to go with you to do something?
Oh, to pick up the hockey helmet from Bubbles for Halloween.
Scott, so he sends me the guy's address because in case he gets murdered, I know where he's going.
Well, duh. I sent it to
Avenge me, Brandon!
I sent it to a couple people because Craigslist killer fella.
Scott, just wanted to get after it.
Yeah, man. Ever since you mentioned Dairy Queen last week, I've been really hungry.
I cannot believe they don't have any Dairy Queen.
I can't even miss fucking Mr. Softy. Fuck Dairy Queen. I want my Mr. Softy.
No.
That is the shit. Oh,
there's
so
no Mr. Softy commercials out here. They're Dairy
it doesn't
Queen
have to be. I just I hear use, I'll see it in a movie or something. And I'll be like, oh, I miss fucking Mr. Softy.
But at
God
least it's
damn
not
it.
Thrown in your face like a commercial from Dairy Queen. It's just right there. Just ugh.
That's like Sonic for so long. Like
oh, like we saw fucking the other guys when the Suicide Jumper and he uses the Mr. Softy fucking. But it was a real Mr. Softy truck. I was like, son of a bitch, I missed those.
So come on down here and get a nice old cold soda pop. Come on down.
I'm fucking hungry. God damn it.
Got an MLC, huh?
I'm hungry too.
Let's go to Taco.
No, we got pizza. I have to eat that pizza at the house.
That's too shitty. I want something else.
All right. Sorry. I gotta delete Mocha
Should we go find Mocha at the bodega? They got that. They probably got those cheap smut magazines.
They got pornos there in the back.
Oh, I'm gonna get that Playboy this month. Tarantino's in it.
Also, it's also the Marilyn Monroe issue.
Oh, who cares?
The Monroe? Marilyn Monroe? Like the montage? It is.
Montage.
That does nothing for me.
Did you see any movies lately?
No, I
When's
didn't.
When's the last time you went to the...
I wanted to go see Lincoln, but every time I want to go see him, I'm hungover and I can't focus on it.
You got a fucking... You're one of the hardest drinkers I've ever seen, Scotty. I know you are too, but like...
Thank you.
I'm just like...
Maybe...
He just like doesn't... like. You're not always hammered. Like, you can just drink beer and just handle it. But you're just like, you'll drink beer and hard shit and just be fucking plastered for like fucking days at a time.
Talking about Brandon?
Like, you won't come out. No, you.
I not,
Scott's fucking, especially, exactly, and like, you're still like a skinny dude. You're not like a fucking.
Well, thanks. I'm glad you say I'm skinny.
It's weird.
I'm trying to take off weight. I'm eating a lot of greens.
You're dressed like Mr. Rogers.
All right, can I say this? Luke. Fuck, it's sweater fucking season.
I think the difference, I tried to explain this to someone the other day. I said,
fuck you.
With Scott, like, he'll drink. When he drinks, he drinks.
Yeah.
Like, there's no, like, I'm going to have a beer and, like...
Like, it's drinking time!
Like, I've got to get some down me. No, I got to... You are... That whole group is...
Earlier today, like, I just wanted to have some drinks.
More days
drinks.
A week.
Yeah, you're more of like a regulated...
Yeah, Brandon... Yeah, exactly.
I drink more days a week, but not as much as they do on the days they drink.
I could go 3 or 4 days without drinking.
Yeah. That's what it is. You get after it. That's what you do.
Fuck it, West.
Brandon just drinks like constantly and has like a flow. You're just
There's never a time if I were to have a driver's license that you were to pull me over that I wouldn't have some type of a blood alcohol content.
Yeah. But when Scott drinks, it's immediate. Like, he walks in, it's like a whole week's paycheck on fucking 22 on the roulette wheel. That's what when Scotty's. That's his fucking drinking style.
And you I don't know that either.
All in, motherfucker.
I don't know that either one is correct. To be honest. I don't think either one is. But
maybe
it would be nice to.
Well, thanks.
Maybe we go to Pechanga tonight. I don't know.
It was one of those things where like. I wish I could just have a social drink. That would be nice.
Let's go to Big Wang's, dude.
I'm down to do that. I have glasses of whiskey just as a sipping drink. It's not like I just get balls to wall after.
You
know, I don't count that drinking.
G-O-W's.
If you just have a sip of whiskey or something.
Gals?
You want to sit at home and watch the news or chit-chat and have a glass of whiskey. That's not drinking balls to wall. But yeah, I do agree.
See, but Sunday he had a couple beers at the house. And did you have any bowling?
Drinks around the house.
But you didn't get shit-housed.
Right.
You probably drove home.
No, I didn't drive home. Oh, okay. No, but
We were drunk on the way to the motherfucking Griffin. We were fucking hammered.
You weren't as drunk. Okay, the time I went with him and Bokes, Luke missed 3 exits to get on the freeway.
It's tricky.
Bokes was sitting in the front.
It's fucking tricky over there.
And I snow. You were in
the first time I went there.
That last time
he was a mile away from his house.
The first time I've done that. The first time I went there, he did the exact same thing.
We were thinking maybe this isn't a good idea.
No, it's weird that exit. It fucking throws me every time because it looks like you're getting back on the freeway, but you're not. There's a second exit.
And there's a bottle of Southern Comfort in you, and you just.
Oh, no, I'm definitely not in the best shape.
I can sit and drink too. This guy sat next to me for an hour. We had drinks because everybody was doing games and shit. We sat at Thanksgiving, and Luke had tore down the entire bottle with the exception of maybe 2 fingers of a bottle of Southern Comfort, and he was lucid as shit. And he's like, I gotta quit drinking this shit.
Yeah, so you do.
I really have a high tolerance for it.
Because you're just drinking it straight, and I was like, that's fucking impressive, because I'm not.
It's so smooth,
of...
though. It doesn't burn. It's like drinking. It's like fucking medicine. It's all,
the problem is that's why you almost need to go to like a whiskey or scotch, so it's more of a sipper instead of like a, you could slam it back like a
little more pungent taste.
I start
like
out sipping. Yeah.
I don't think it's full flavor. It's very sweet. Like the whiskey we drink, that Templeton Rye is just full flavored whiskey. You don't want to just slug.
Oh,
that
I couldn't.
Down.
Yeah, I would have to just sip it on that.
Yeah, I start out sipping. And
okay,
then
speaking of Rob's birthday, I had the best old fashioned at a bar I can't remember in Pasadena. I wish I could remember the bar because I shook the bartender's hand. She was a cute little blonde. She made a great old fashioned. And if I got drunk, I'd remember.
Is it bitters?
Where
it was
at.
You
Keith,
have to put
you might remember what the last place we're at.
Yeah, bitters. You put bitters. Donkey place.
Donkey Punch?
At the
I don't know.
The whiskey bar.
Yeah, the whiskey bar.
I've actually been there.
But yeah.
I hate it too. But
I hate it.
It's Scott, bitters and it's bitters.
The bear pit's pretty awesome.
Bear pit barbecue is fucking great. There's a lot of
not to be confused with the gay bar next door.
Lots of gay homosexuals walking around.
How about this gay bar steakhouse? You guys want to play this game?
That's how LGR cut its teeth.
It's called the bear pit. What do you guys
gay
think?
Gay bar or steakhouse?
The bear pit.
I hate this one. It's like...
Top loin.
Blue Tax or something. It's on now. And it's like this really shitty animation. Have you seen that commercial yet? It's for like a tax company. Oh, I hate it. I hate it more than Captain JB.
I hate that. Oh, I hate Captain JB.
Captain JB. And there's another one, too. One of those stupid keys on Van Nuys.
I hate all of them.
Most commercials, like, unless they're national commercials.
The ones out here, they go... the local like crazy local
they go
guy
nonstop.
Like the guy from fucking Value in Cheektowaga.
Yeah, that's
you know
good
like
man.
How he's no, he's like known. There's like all right now multiply that by like 20, and we got that many like recognizable commercial guys that are just there's characters.
I won't be beat.
Yeah,
Neil,
the deal. I want to slam his face.
Is that Leeds? Or, no, that's not Leeds. That's
Leeds.
Sit and Sleep. No, that's Sit and Sleep. I won't be beat.
No, it's not because I
Sit and Sleep is the fat guy with the gap in his teeth.
Oh, Sit and Sleep is you're killing me, Larry, and I want to strangle that guy.
Yeah, no, but
Leeds is I won't be. You're right.
Leeds is Neil the deal, a little prick. Hate that guy.
Do you think it's just
and
like
then a Michael's Furniture too, the store at Less Overhead.
The
I don't see those ones so much
I guess
anymore.
The channels I watch at night, maybe it's like Comedy Central, FX, you're watching TV, all the commercials late at night, like after 9 are sex commercials. Sex solicitation.
Oh,
call
yeah.
This number. You think it's just a like city thing? You think it's like
look
in
at the
big
phone numbers.
Cities?
Well, the phone numbers are 818-310-626.
Okay.
Not that I called them, but
you got hoes.
Different area codes.
But no, yeah, you're right. There's a
but out in the country where I'm from, you probably wouldn't be able to get that. You'd be
I don't remember seeing sex commercials in
wagon
Buffalo.
Wheel.
Remember, I used to.
They were always fucking.
Do you remember I used to force you to watch that poor man's bikini?
Oh, that's on still. That's on still, right?
That is the dumbest thing.
That's
ever.
Public access, right?
Yeah, it's only on Fridays from like 9 to 10, and all it is weed dispensaries. That's like the commercials.
He's just walking around Venice, right?
He just walks around beaches and like talks to chicks in bikinis or at strip clubs. Like that's all he does. Like, and that's a show. That's like Wayne's World for out here.
Didn't he have like auto, like some kind of dumb like pit racing or something? Didn't he have like stupid fucking like?
I mean, I'm not a religious watcher of the show, but yeah,
it used to be back in the day.
I just made you watch it because you hated it.
Doug Leon watched it too, though.
I
Doug
really
Leon
hated
was
Mr.
A big
Skin.
Fan
I
of public access.
Mr. Skin. Oh, I hated him so much.
He still exists.
I know.
He's on Carolla's show.
He is?
Yeah, he comes on a couple. I've heard a couple.
I've never heard him once.
Yeah, he's been on there.
I hope he brings David Wilde on more or Dave Damashek. I'd never get tired of those fucking two ever.
Can you
being
think
on
of
every
any
week.
Two regular guests that have more annoying voices?
Yeah. They're,
Scott
they're
Murphy.
And him. Yeah.
And that the other one, not only annoying and I hate him and he's not funny, he talks about fucking sports for 20 minutes. Awesome. Fucking added bonus. Fuck him. I hate that guy.
He's huge in the NFL Network, too. You know, Keith, Dave Damashek?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's like, he sucks.
Yeah.
He's just not like, whoa, he texted me the other day. He goes, God damn it. He's like, Jay Moore likes Stone Cold E.T.
Oh, yeah.
You said something. I was like, now I'm going to stop listening.
He never heard. He was on, like, last month, he was on O&A and they played it. And I never heard. He, like, fell out of his fucking chair. I never heard him laugh so hard.
I think it's kind of stupid still. I hate it. Stone Cold E.T. I don't know why you have to keep sending it to me every day.
Kick Vincent because
the Patrick is a saint I ain't is. 110
That's a great
times
may-may.
Funnier.
That's
than
a good
may-may.
I started that may-may, I think.
Yeah, he made that may-may.
It's a self-made may-may.
He's finally learned what a may-may was this weekend.
I tried to explain him what a may-may is and why it's so funny.
Because he's like a may-may, and I was like, what the fuck is a may-may?
No, because
he's like, no, it's a meme, but...
I say it so much, like, I forget I'm saying it.
The fuck's a meme?
I do the same thing. Like, what the fuck's a may-may? I go, oh, a meme. Did I say it so much?
Like, I don't understand.
Like, yeah, we just renamed it that.
I think that was episode 50-something that we talked about that.
The guy?
Yeah, you were talking about that on the show.
Yeah. It's obviously Scott.
Like, is this a may-may?
Yeah. Right. It's just a silly picture with something written on it.
Yeah, that sucks.
But there's video may-mays, too.
Like a game
like, the stupid, like, the clip of the guy from Downfall. Like, Hitler watches new Star Wars movies. There's that famous clip from Downfall, and then they change the subtitles to be whatever they're talking about. Like,
right. Yeah,
that's a may-may.
Meow-meow.
I don't get... What's the other one? You said Donovan does with all those like stupid little.
Oh, the emojis. It's just, he sent me one the other day with an angel, a gun, a cigarette, and a bomb.
Like Ruby, every time I'm like, hey, can you pick me up? She just sends me like a thumbs up.
Yeah, I get that a lot too.
But I'm like,
just say yes.
I mean, 13-year-old kids, like, they look like we're putting stickers on each other's books.
I'd rather see that than like, see you later, like letter C, letter U, L, number 8, R. I'd rather see the dumb emoji than the fucking have that baby fucking talk type.
I agree both. I hate both of them.
I don't like either one.
MSN Messenger.
Exactly. You're like, what do you want to do tonight? And you just send a picture of a martini glass or a beer glass.
That's stupid.
I need to make my own of a girl squatting and pissing on my dick. I need to make one of those.
I did it until I got rid of MSN Messenger.
Look, what are you doing tonight? I'll send that.
You just have open legs and then yellow fluid.
Yeah. And my little junk under it.
Yeah, I'm glad you don't have that because you would be sending things.
He's pulling on his little prick over there. Yeah.
Pulling on his little prick.
Yeah.
Why didn't we have an intro? You just didn't have time?
Yeah, it was too late and you guys were out there watching TV and I needed the speakers and I was like, oh, fuck it. We don't need one every fucking time. Whatever. Every now and again.
Yesterday, I wasn't out there watching.
Probably doing an intro.
No, when I first started, the first like hour I was doing it, putting it together, you guys were out there. And I just didn't want to wait. It wasn't against.
Oh, no, you told me I wouldn't.
No, I don't really care. I
would have done an intro.
If
you'd have let me know, I would have done an intro too.
It was BNC's music hour.
I don't want to interrupt it. Sorry, were you annoyed by that?
No, I didn't fucking care. Why are you so fucking nervous?
You guys jamming out?
I just didn't. I'm like, I couldn't even think of one. I'm like, fuck it. I just won't go.
You don't have to have one every time. You know, like you
I just said that, dude. I just was fucking that going.
Hey, we don't have to have one if you don't want one.
Don't have one on the episode I'm in. Fuck me, I guess.
I sent everyone I sent Christmas cards to back home. I sent them looking good radio cards.
Christmas cards?
That's cool.
Cards.
Fucking
better watch that language, mister.
Christmas cards.
Oh, shit. I had a good one, too. Oh. I deleted it.
Oh, come on.
Bite
God
your
damn
cheek
it.
Off and I will shit you out.
Yeah, I would have been.
What the hell's that from?
Buffalo 66.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's my new favorite
movie.
Yeah,
I know. You're fucking. You're like
you love that movie.
I've like seen a professional it in watcher a year, of
that.
Really,
what's the other one he says that you're into for a while?
I don't know.
You say from that movie. I'm trying to think.
Be like, I don't know. The bite your cheek off and shit you out is pretty good. I have to take a piss. And
let's go to Big Wings.
I have to take a piss.
I want some fucking wings.
Don't look at me.
That's not good for you at this hour.
Big Wings? Okay, Mr. Heart Palpitations. Do 10 push-ups, drink some water, be fine.
I've been drinking a lot of water.
I fucking barely ate all day. I didn't eat shit.
Why do we work so late?
Because my fucking place is it's just a disaster. It's an unorganized fucking fly by the seat of your pants every minute of every day mess. I had a phone interview with another job today, and I was trying to fucking, went so bad because I was so distracted because he was there and I didn't know where in the building he was, and it's so fucking quiet out there. I'm just like, my best attributes, I have a good attitude. I'm like looking around. It was horrible. I was dying.
I work real hard.
That didn't go well.
I told her like twice. I'm like, I'm sorry. I'm like, I'm just a little distracted because I'm trying to sneak this. She had a fucking cute voice. She sounded hot. I think that's okay.
You'll probably get a second interview if you get a second. You said it's in Culver City, right?
Yeah, but I'm like really qualified, and I got a fucking role. I'm like one of the guys from Glengarry Glen Ross that has like a thing of leads. I can take my thing of leads
I
places.
I won't be beat.
I got a huge list of guys that have stuff. I know where to get gear that's really hard to get.
Yeah.
From places no one else knows to get because they're not like it's just like word of mouth people on the street thing, not official.
How do you have those for your boss, or you just have them yourself?
I got them from them, but I just acquired them from just being there for a year and having just a network more through people than actual official rental houses. And that's like huge because you get the fucking save like a whole like prep. Like there's some lens like we need this lens and no one has it. I'll fucking know people that have it like on the street, and that's fucking like valuable. I actually have some kind of like
cred.
Yeah, I actually have some kind of like something they need, you know. So yeah,
you know the good spots.
Yeah.
Good spot.
I do.
The newspapers. So how many hits is that video up to now?
Fucking, did you hear about that?
No.
30,000 fucking views.
For who?
On that stupid video you with Bokes and you and Brandon in it. It won't bother me.
Oh yeah, he
now,
was telling me.
I thought it was 13. It's up to 30 now.
30,000, man.
It was. He was over Sunday and I watched it. I was like, oh, it's kind of cool. They cut out the only part that
I still
knew about.
My favorite part. Don't think he's up on the roof. He's like. You do that fucking stupid wave. I love
it. I keep forgetting that I'm in that.
He had funnier stuff. He was doing.
I love how you're trying to grab the buddy.
Thomas Jefferson hair or colonial. I like colonial hair.
Yeah.
I just like that Carissa Nowak is in it with her fucking yearbook. My yearbook from 97 and a close-up on Carissa Nowak's fucking face. That rules.
Does she listen to LGR?
No, she does not. She doesn't do anything.
Nowak.
Besides look fucking adorable. I don't know what she looks like now. I think Rusty said she doesn't look so good.
She's adorable.
I remember I sent Luke the picture of that and he goes, Tony's wigs don't mess him up.
Yeah,
the
shirt that you gave me that I ripped a sleeve out of and had a neck stain on it, collar stain. Like Brandon tried to market
that shirt
to me.
Around.
He's like, you know what? You can have that shirt if you want. And I looked at it. Fucking the collar was wrinkled. It was tea stained. Was it from neck sweat?
Which one?
And had armpit
shirt,
rip in
me,
it.
You gave me a shirt from like American Eagle.
I was like,
and
yeah.
I'm like, God.
I didn't even know it.
I actually,
I'm like, this shirt's filthy.
I turned it into
Scott
a fucking turned it into a cutoff and mailed it to Mike Devane. And that's gonna
you
be the
turn
next,
into a cutoff and use it as a cum rag now.
Gonna be the next weird fella's skit.
I wish Mike Devane was around more.
He's nobody knows where he is. He's in class. He's on planes. He's elusive. You can never get him.
He really is. He's a fucking odd. He's just a man that walks between the raindrops.
I feel like he's in protective custody or he's a spy.
Yeah,
I don't know.
He could be.
Or a spy in protective custody.
Who are you taking song of the week or is Luke?
No, I'm not. If you told me an hour ago, I probably would have come up with some.
You couldn't think of anything?
I would like some of the Stevens Cousins of the Crap Touchers, but I don't.
I Hate Kids Incorporated.
Your parents wish you were never born. But Steven's cousins.
She sucked when she was on the air.
All fucking most comics though.
Ruby was like way better than her.
Yeah.
Ruby! Ruby's hilarious.
Yeah, she's pretty good. She can hang.
She's our little ray of sunshine.
That's, I want to get a
ROS.
Podcast area set up. And like just have her do a show with somebody like about horses or something or whatever.
I bet she could get away. I mean, it might not be like a laugh a minute, but I bet she can like handle like having a good, show.
Like just a little half an hour ancillary show where like her and like one of her friends talk about.
Have you called Ruby Chew is your new best friend?
Yeah, basically.
Ruby Chew.
Ruby Chew's your new best friend.
Ruby Chew's your ear off.
Ruby.
Oh, that's it, dude. That's it.
I like it.
All right, I'm telling her.
And the little icon will be her going. Like, what do you want from me?
What if she came out of like a little box or a little closet?
She does every morning.
Luke wanted to keep her in the closet.
I know. You said that. He's like, yeah, you're having a bad day. Just pull out a Ruby Chew.
I said that?
Well, some one of you guys did.
A Ruby Chew. That's a candy we can market.
Huh? Like a Charleston Chew.
Like a high Chew?
Or a Charleston Chew. A high
Toby Chew. Toby Wong.
No, it's my book
now.
I'm
sorry. It's my book now.
Give me back my book.
Fuck.
Wait, Charleston Chew, they had a couple flavors, didn't they?
I don't know.
There's a chocolate. I remember a white chocolate.
It doesn't matter.
Or vanilla.
Fuck Charleston Chews.
Those are good. I like Charleston Chews.
I never
Chews.
Liked those that much.
Fuck Charleston Chews and Chicka Sticks.
Because I used to go to the corner store.
I'm sweeter and thicker than a Chicka Stick.
After the swimming pool, I'd always be hungry for like a peanut butter Snickers or like a Twix.
Did you like
whatchamacallit? They don't make those anymore.
Yeah, they make whatchamacallit.
Do they really?
I think so.
Probably find them at like fucking
I never
Whole
liked
Foods
the. I like the white thing on the Fun Dip, not the shit, not the sugar.
You just like
the spoon?
Yeah.
That's gross.
Is that weird?
Like the stick, you asshole?
I don't know. I never
What's the
liked,
matter, you?
I never like pixie sticks either. That always grossed me out.
I like them every now and again.
For a little picks me up.
Yeah, but what was it? Remember that fucking, like, how rev. Even now, if I go to the beach, even for like a little while, I get out of the fucking pool, out of the water, either the ocean or a pool, and I'm fucking ready to eat my own arm. I'm like, if I don't fucking eat right now, like something bad is gonna fucking happen, like
what
to
do
my
take
body.
Food with you there, or do you gotta
no, leave? But I'll just be fucking start. Like I'll pull the first goddamn place I see that has anything edible. I'll just fucking, if I see a fucking guy eating a burrito in fucking traffic, I'll snatch it up his hand. I'm like, I need that fucking now. Remember, like when you were little and you'd swim for a couple hours, but in the summer you'd be how fucking hungry
yeah,
you'd
be. Really hungry, yeah.
I forgot about that.
That's why the ice cream man would always be parked up at the pool.
That's perfect.
At the Fireman's Park pool.
Yeah.
The FPP. Yeah. I used to work at the FPP.
You did?
You know me.
And the RC, too.
And the Fireman's Park pool. But when I used to...
it's like HD?
You remember, dude, I don't know how they did in your in your elementary school. They came around with like a breakfast cart.
I didn't know.
They had a breakfast cart, and you could get a chocolate milk and a bagel. The bagels were always so goddamn good. And like,
well, you had to find the good one that had enough
the good
spot.
One.
And it had to have enough butter inside.
But they were so goddamn. They were just in tinfoil and they were just like drip.
I still do that to this day. I just had one this morning.
They
bagel and tinfoil.
Does it taste the same or no?
No, it's not the same.
God damn it.
It'd be only if Jason Canzora's mom gave it to me.
Or Kevin Canzora. They used to call him Keys in the Raisin Sack. I have no clue why. I swear to God, that was his nickname.
Keys in the
And like that one guy used to call Snoop Dogg because he had a pimple beard and he always wore Snoop Dogg shirts. I got way more clever nicknames as I got older.
Pimple beards. I knew a few people with pimple beards.
Snoop Dogg and Keys in the Raisin Sack I didn't make up. Oh, Goggles. I called this kid Goggles because he wore glasses. And he was a little shit.
Yeah. Those are the lens crafters.
Little shit.
What about West Bunches? Does he have any cool nicknames?
West Bunches? Bunches?
Get some down.
It was not Bunches. Like what, Bunches. Like Honey Bunches.
How do you spell it?
Bunges. Like bungee cord, but with just bungees. Bunges.
Bunges?
Bunges.
That's like a jock Bunges. Name. That's like the linebacker. Like,
that's a guy who gets him down you.
Yeah.
He's a big basketball player.
You're a piece of shit.
You're a piece of shit. Get some down you.
Do you have his number? You should call him and get him on. See
no,
if
they
him
have
there.
Like a...
No, actually, we're good.
Okay, it ends that argument. Fuck me, I guess.
He shot you down good-naturedly.
Yeah, that was awesome.
You should fucking work for the United Nations. That attitude.
Well,
and
in
that sweater.
fuck you, king of button-up sweaters and zip-up sweaters.
Track jacket.
This might be
the
one. The
king.
No, you have sweaters. This might be the one sweater that I have that I wear. Well, okay, this and one other.
That's nice. It's a cardigan, though.
Might be two. What the fuck? It's comfortable.
All right.
You cardigan. I didn't card it the first time.
Luke, do you have song of the week or no?
Oh. Ah.
Kind of sputtered on this.
Ghostbusters theme song or
what am I? What's been stuck in my head?
I didn't hear the song, but did you play the "It Won't Bother You"?
Yeah.
Okay.
Bill Murray supposedly signed up
for
Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
That's great.
No, really?
Yeah, I heard it this morning on Todd and Tyler Radio.
You listen TTR? To Todd and Tyler?
TTR.
I work for him, dude.
Oh, yeah, you, Scotty.
In Omaha? Like, they're just part of Clear Channel?
No, they're part of my other company that I work for now.
I don't want Todd Ghostbusters 3 to happen. I really fucking don't.
I stole a sign
Anything
for
Dan Aykroyd like is involved with is Caddy a Shack fucking shit fest.
Caddy shit.
He hasn't made a fucking decent movie since, like, goddamn Driving Miss fucking Daisy.
Who?
Fucking Dan Aykroyd. He sucks.
Oh, maybe you never saw Nothing But Trouble?
Oh, Nothing All right,
I'll
trouble.
Give him Nothing But Trouble.
Nothing
But
Sucks.
Fix yourself a dog like up it. Like I do.
You like Nothing But Trouble? I hate that movie.
Nothing But Trouble's right. great.
Look behind it. There's a bee's nest.
I only like
the... Hi, Judge!
I just like the Tupac.
Oh, come on, Judge. You don't expect to fall for that old gag.
The banker.
See you soon, banker.
Great.
John Candy, rest in peace.
Yeah, really.
Are the Tupac in that movie, motherfucker?
Echo? Did you say that?
Oh, you should probably play some fucking Digital Underground.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I think that's a sign. Play Digital Underground.
Oh, no, play. Yeah, play
all. We ended the car. It contains musical items. Well, set him up. I want to see him.
Play same song. That's your song. Of the
no,
movie.
Fuck that.
Oh, come on.
That's his first rap ever, man.
You're
going to
play
awesome.
Some butt rocking tune. I can't even hear the words to. I'm going to shut this off as soon as we're done talking.
I don't think he sings.
He does.
He doesn't make it in the movie, though. I don't think in the movie they do.
Yes,
he's just hanging out in the background. I don't think
in the movie he doesn't sing, but in the music video he does.
Well, who the fuck saw the music video?
This guy.
Besides you and his mom.
Dan Aykroyd's in the music video.
His mom was a fucking
champ. Back then, music videos actually were out, and you could watch them.
Yeah, but I don't remember that one.
It was a good one.
For fuck's sakes.
They do, the whole video is
That's because you're too busy pulling it.
The whole video is from that house, and all the characters are.
Alex Scott is like the Creole version. He don't put in on
He's like the swamp people.
The swamp people version of Luke.
How? Pull his little pig. How, Tommy?
How, Tommy?
How? Stop pulling his little pig.
Don't fish my lines.
There goes the son of a gun right there.
And then he goes, hey, there goes that son of a gun right there. I love when he says that.
Hey, bro.
I've never been able to find that spot to show him that.
Father and son. Dude, bro. Hey, bro. If I called my dad dude, he would knock the fuck out of me.
Yeah, it's my dad, too.
You dude, know
my
hey, bro. Can he's be going like, what the fuck are you saying?
I can't believe how I just drove by something like duck dynasty. If you fucking live out in the woods and your job is to hunt something, you have a fucking show. I mean, yeah, there's 16 of them.
Holy shit.
That's a big show, too. That one's
really
fun.
They've
really,
really pressed it down, and it sucks.
I watch Outback Hunters. I didn't
duck
like
Dynasty's
it.
Duck Dynasty's funny,
though. Enough of this it's fucking
scripted.
Shit.
Duck Dynasty's way
I need one man.
Now,
I want Shelly from X-Men. It's the only fucking guy I want driving. Danny said it's the only guy he wants driving around the swamp.
They combined on MTV, and now they're doing like a bunch of teenagers in West Virginia.
Yeah, it's Buck Wild or some shit. Yeah.
Oh,
that's
for fuck's
sake,
enough already.
That's see, I'm telling you, Brando.
Oh, man.
Fucking Brando.
Shelby will take all those fucking dudes.
Honey Boo Boo.
Jesus Christ. I was laughing so hard today when you made the reference to Pagonas looking like Gene Shalit or something.
I guess he's got to sell his shop.
No, really?
Yeah, he's
That's
all fun.
That's because he's hired Devane, and Devane's
He's all, no. Like
main man's just doesn't
his
work.
His sister's trying to take it from him and his house.
So what's going to happen with Gonus?
I don't know. He should move to Hawaii or something, or like
he
go back to Chicago.
He is Chicago.
he is.
You want a Brute Squad.
That's Johnny Chicago.
He's running the shop like shit, and she's like, fuck
no,
you,
no,
fuck
no, no,
up?
No, it just, the mom died.
The mom-tage?
And there was like maybe a year ago. And they've been fighting over the will because they have like money, like oil money and shit like that.
Wow, really?
And like, yeah, and he has, you know, he owns a house right over there in North Hollywood, and then has the shop.
Why the fuck can I have something like that? My goddamn family.
But so
Jesus.
They're trying to like take him, sell him, and then split up the money, like saying because that's like the house they grew up in and like their shop. But like he says in the will, like he was supposed to be willed that shop, but so he might just have to shut it down. Plus, I guess he's not getting too many orders. I mean. How many trophy orders can you actually
I know,
get?
It doesn't seem like anything's ever going on. It doesn't look like a real place. It looks like a fucking mob front for something.
You went in there. You went in there.
It looks like the fucking, you know what it looks and reminds me of? The goddamn pawn shop from Pulp Fiction that they end up in. That's the fucking vibe of the whole place. You know that's what it looks like.
Yeah.
He does
Take
have,
your foot
he does
off
have
the nigger.
He has a basement in there?
You don't understand, man.
Oh, it's a gag.
I'm making it my business. That's
that
what
sucks.
It reminds me.
That's too bad. Like, what would be the best for Gonus?
Yeah.
Yeah, I hope so. All right. That's about it.
I'm trying to think of some song of the week. I'm like baffled. What the fuck am I? Motherfucker, I'm trying to watch Lost Boys. What's the last song I got into? I don't know. You picked. You got anything? I can't think of anything.
I got Crimson and Clover by Donovan.
Donovan. I know Donovan.
Yeah.
Stone Cold Donovan.
Donovan or Tommy James and the Shondells?
Donovan.
Like the British
What about
Donovan?
The Delphonics? They're pretty good.
Are you thinking Tommy James and the Shondells?
Crimson am I?
Clover? Yeah.
Well, Crimson and Clover. Just find out whoever sings it.
What about the one that Jimmy Eat World sings? Crimson
in the middle?
Clover over and over.
The
no,
it's
a song right before that. I know, but they like sampled
Simon
it.
Garfunkel
or
something?
No. All right, well, fuck your faces.
Thanks
yeah,
for having me on,
guys. We'll see you fucking next week.
I'll see you next year. Probably the last
hope
show
nobody
of the year.
Dies. I want some chicken wings. Let's see if we go to fucking Big chicken. Wings. You want to go? MLC. I'll go. You want to go?
I'll get a drink.
Get some dining?
I'll probably get a drink. Yeah. You want to go to jail or you want to go home?
Can you get me right home then?
You don't want to go?
We're going to go.
I don't want to go.
Why?
Let's just all go there.
When the fuck are you not down to go to Big Wings? What's
I don't
want to
drink.
Here?
I don't want to eat. What's the point of going?
To fucking hang and conversate.
I'll be fine. Can you give me right home?
I'm not going then if he's not going.
Fine. Fine. Fuck it.
Real good. You ruined the whole night, dude.
Okay, I'll go in fucking this outfit to Big Wings.
I'm in fucking shorts.
Those are
anything.
Brand new
I'm
track
in shorts. Are we still
it's
rolling?
Fine. Yeah. Let's just go to the bodega and get some some underwear and
all right, fuck
what
some hair
do
gel.
What am I, such an like, I'm that hit of the party that I need to
I'm
be?
I'm just hungry. Yeah. If you yep, don't, it's, you're going to fuck the whole dynamic
it's not like
up.
You got to drop me off. He can drop me off.
That's not the fucking point, asshole.
Was he all dropped off?
All right, whatever. We'll let you know.
I mean, I called in the
we'll
work.
Let you know the exciting conclusion
let
next week of whether we went to Big Wang's or not.
Heart palpitation, so let's go get beer and chicken wings.
I didn't say to eat, but just fucking hang out. Get some healthy. Get a salad. Stop being a fucking asshole.
I'm not hungry.
Don't eat. Just sit there. And
it's so
balls.
Much fun to go to a restaurant and not eat.
I do it all the time. It's a hobby of mine. You don't know that about me. All right. Bye.